Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
You got to work on your negotiating skills.
No, that was easy.
Well, that was way too easy.
I'm going to win Powerball tonight. And for the audience.
That's exciting.
These are the breaks. And this is what we talk about during the break. And there's a number of dollars I will give you to see you drunk, because you don't do that. And
so basically, Dibs is going to win $1.6 billion tonight, which I think after the
Only $800 million cash out.
Exactly.
And then you get half of it, whatever, taxes. Okay, fine.
Okay, whatever. So, yeah. But you said
rich.
You said you would give me $1 million, but the one caveat is that I have to get just like fall over drunk.
Absolutely. Schmidthouse like, drunk.
As much as you want me to drink. That's fine. All the way to the bathroom or whatever. Like, that's easy.
To the window.
Yeah.
To the walls.
I mean,
if I offered you $100K, would that be...
Well, now you've already offered me $1 million.
No, but I'm wondering...
If that's what I mean, you got to work on your negotiating skills. Yes.
I got to work on my material,
I would
apparently.
Totally do that for $100K, but you already offered me $1 million.
$10,000?
Probably.
Okay.
I mean, why not?
If I win a bill... if I'm a billionaire come tomorrow, yeah, you can have $1 million anyway.
I know. I already told you that last
sure.
week if I win.
Yep.
But anyway, yeah, $1.6 billion tonight.
Yeah.
Good luck, everybody.
I'm in.
Yeah. Pooh, I'm going to be doing some real last-minute shopping if I win that sucker.
Totally.
I mean, I already kind of overdid it. I overdid it.
You did?
I did.
Yep.
I kind of like overdoing it, but I overdid it.
Wow.
Yeah. I love
all holidays. I got from you was a free hat.
Yeah, I didn't overdo it on you.
You didn't quite overdo it where I'm sitting.
No, I love the holidays, man.
Okay.
I just get caught up.
Yeah.
But if you hit the Powerball tonight, I'm going to go get a bunch more.
Yep.
Go get a bunch more. But anyway, yeah, we were kind
of... I'm actually done now.
Yeah, I would hope you are.
No, today I actually got presents for my two sons, and so I'm actually done.
Congrats.
Early for me.
That's great.
Really early.
Yeah, good. I think as you get older, you got to do it earlier.
Wow.
I'm just looking at people around me, and that's what I'm guessing. I used to love the idea of, like, starting holiday shopping right now.
Yeah.
Meantime, my mom works on it in July. So, like, she,
nice.
You know, she'll, honestly, kids will go back to school for 3 days, and she'll be like, I need your Christmas list. And they're like, what the hell? What do we do with this? I'm like, just don't worry about it. I'll handle it.
Yep.
So, anyway, yeah, I'm much earlier now. There's a few errands still to run. If you don't have a few at the last minute,
yeah,
that kind of robs the fun of it, too. You can put a Santa hat on, drive around, listen to some Christmas music, and do some stuff that feels chaotic.
And will you do stockings? Because I know
absolutely.
That you, I mean,
absolutely.
You're Jewish.
I mean, we do everything.
You're Jewish.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
All of it.
Yeah.
8 candles last night?
Last
yes.
night, yep.
Stocking? Yes. Under the tree? Yes. Yes. All of it.
Elf on the Shelf?
Yes.
Still?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Nice. Kwanzaa?
Well, I never like to launch into that. The Elf on the Shelf and the Santa conversation. I'm always like tempted to, and then I'm like, oh, right, well, right. We're on.
Yep.
These things are on.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. Elf on the Shelf. Of course, okay. Elf on the Shelf.
Yep.
Doesn't everybody?
We all do.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
888-957-9570. It can't all be about the coaches, right? Here, let me tell you one thing that I think has really, really stood out this year with the 49ers, and we're asking, how'd they do it? The Niners are in the playoffs after only 14 football games with all of this adversity. All of us saying, boy, that'd be amazing if they still made the playoffs. They did, with three games to spare, and they might end up as the one seed with home field advantage and a bye and all of that stuff. So we're asking how they do it, and I think a lot of us immediately go to the coaching. Sure, Kyle Shanahan, Robert Saleh. I know some of you, I don't want to sound like I'm pointing at you, but some of you have been a little stubborn on this. He's always been a phenomenal coach. Always. He has always been. Did y'all see that recently this came up in a conversation with Scott Van Pelt? Maybe it'll be better if it's not coming from me, but he's like, anybody that doesn't think Kyle Shanahan is probably the dude in the NFL. That's probably the guy. In terms of like, give all the organizations, you can hire any coach. He's like, that's probably the guy. And anybody who doesn't think that, it's just dumb. It's dumb if you don't think Kyle is a great coach. Doesn't mean we don't get to do sports talk radio. It doesn't mean you don't get to get mad at him for what he called on a fourth down or whatever. But if your mind goes to, in order to get over the top, the Niners need to get rid of that doofus Shanahan. He's always been phenomenal. He's not perfect, because that's not a thing. Human beings are not perfect. But he has always been a phenomenal coach. Robert Saleh has always been a phenomenal coach. Every time the last handful of years he's been the Niner DC, they do really, really well. It's got to extend a little bit beyond those two, though, doesn't it? And I'll tell you one thing that really is a big deal this year for the 49ers is everybody who's got anything to do with special teams. And if you really think about where we were at the start of this year and all of the Jake Moody yelling and everything, to think that they would have a special teams year like this, it is so clear not only how well they're playing, but how poorly teams are playing against them on special teams. How many games would you say that has changed this year in a 10-4 season? The way they've executed and the way their opponents have not.
Probably maybe one game it's really like flipped on that. And I think about the Sky Moore kick return that got them down to the 1 yard line. And so you scored on the opening possession from 1 yard out. But the fact that it's no longer a detriment, now it's a positive. Like, it's one thing to go from where they were, which was, oh my God, special teams are awful. Be mediocre. Okay. Be mediocre and maybe you can actually survive
it. That's all we wanted.
But they've gone completely the other way where now it's a positive. So it's not only just the field goal kicking, and Pinero's been great. And even, you know, Matt Gay, when he was here, he was good. It's the kickoff coverage. It's the punt whenever they have to punt, which has not been a lot lately.
Right.
And it's been mainly like the kick return and the punt return. Sky Moore has been awesome. He's been awesome.
He's been fantastic.
Since, October 1, Grandy? Because you and I both, we would share our angst. And there he is. He's shaking his head again. But
I'm trying to think. My mind's running through all things that were not just acquisitions now, trades. How many trades did the Niners make this year? Sky Moore, Keon White, any others?
Brian Robinson. Bryce Huff.
Well, going back to the deep offseason, yeah.
Yeah, Brian Robinson was also offseason.
Right, and so was Sky Moore, actually. Yeah, so was Sky Moore. All right, so, I mean, pretty good job.
No, great job.
Pretty good job. I know none of them were headliners. And Brian Robinson hasn't turned into a great, great thing, but it's been a good thing.
For sure.
It's been a very good thing. Sky Moore, a good thing.
Yep.
Bryce Huff, a good thing. Keon White, a very surprisingly good thing. Pretty good job.
And even if you go back beyond that, like, they bring back Robert Saleh before the draft, and then clearly Robert Saleh sat there with Kyle and John, and, you know, Robert, what do you think? I think I should have the first five picks.
Yep.
Okay, Bob.
Let's replace all those guys.
Right, and I know Mykal Williams got hurt, but the other guys he's taken, Upton Stout's been good, and, you know, he went through and boom, 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 and it's like, this is how we need to rework our team. And so it's been a collective, and even beyond that, you bring in Gus Bradley to be the assistant DC, the you know, a guy who's coached in the league and, you know, your staff, I think Brant Boyer, special teams coach, your staff in total might be the best staff in football.
It's a really, really well-run organization right now.
That's right. That's
like
right.
If you just think about all the different angles we're talking about, special teams, defensive coordinator, trade acquisitions, don't forget, you know, everybody out there who goes, Mac Jones saved the season, well, then give them credit for going to get Mac Jones.
Right. And
give
even
them credit,
I mean,
for doing
DeMarcus
that.
Robinson now, who coming off a great game, and he's now a guy with Ricky Pearsall out tonight. He actually might
he's
be
helpful.
He might be somebody who is really impactful.
And then there have been like the scrap heap pickups, the Kendrick Bournes, the Cleveland Furls.
Yep.
And they've gotten at least spotty production from those guys as well. So I think the attaboys go around. A lot of pats on the back for making the playoffs. And I hope that they did that last night, you know? I really do. And I would bet they did. I would bet that Kyle Shanahan, as he addresses this team today, mainly tries to keep their focus and their edge, because you don't want to relax knowing that. But also, yeah, like, congratulate each other. This is a really, really incredible achievement. Which is why the most recent text that just came in on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, and it is a point that has been made to us and on this radio station and by some Niner fans repeatedly. I hear this all the time, and it will never not frustrate me. Just came in on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Let's read that coming up next. And
You're going to tease it?
Yeah, I am.
You're teasing
this
a text.
Is a super frustrating
wow.
Niner fan text.
Wow.
Yeah, because we need to talk about it. So yeah.
Let's talk it out.
All right, let's do it. It's Monster Monday, presented by Merit America. Visit him at meritamerica.org/super. Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Can you sing with that voice?
Literally. I did Daddy Warbucks in middle school, and it was talk singing.
What I'm telling you, Kelly Savalas.
N-Y-C.
That's singing.
On 95.7 The Game.
Hey, you're not going to get us off the Niners, at least not yet. I'm not, like, the Warriors are, there's some stuff. And they play tonight also.
And so, stuff?
Yeah. Did you see this hit me as a coincidental. And then, yes, I will not forget to go back and read this text. Just stand by.
All right.
I found this to be very, very coincidental. Did you see that the Sacramento Kings are...
Oh.
Yeah. So, look, just pinch your cheeks. Did you see that the Kings are giving coaches decision DNPs to... Malik Monk.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So.
Not the, Monk.
The guy that all summer long was going to be traded for Kuminga, who has experienced his own CD DNPs. Those are coaches' decision, do not plays. Malik Monk now also. And it's odd. If you gave the quotes that Doug Christie is giving about this, he sounds exactly like Steve Kerr. Like, just all kind of uncomfortable, like, yeah, this is the decision that we made, the direction that we're going to go, and this is what we're trying, you know, we're trying to win, we're trying to figure some things out, do some blah, 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 blah. It's the exact same quotes, and it's the exact same thing. And the only difference is Monk is openly stating in the public that he's super confused. Jonathan has never said he's confused. He's been ticked, and he'll admit frustration. And his agent is over here going, look at me, woo, I'm in the stands. And then there's that. But that just felt coincidental to me, that's all.
Yeah, the two players that were linked and are linked are both getting the old five letters, the DNP with the C to the D.
Although, Jonathan, just so everybody knows, because I know sometimes we go into a holiday weekend and you're just kind of out of pocket. Jonathan did not get a DNP CD on Saturday night. He just got a DNP.
S-I-C-K.
Him who?
Sick.
Yes.
S-I-C-K.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said S-S-C-K.
No. I'm S-I-C-K. Like,
I don't know
he
what
was
that
sick.
Stands for.
Or an I-L-L.
Yeah.
D-N-P-I-L-L.
Correct.
So.
By the way, I don't, have we gotten any official word on him tonight? I have not seen anything official on him.
No.
I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah, normally, up. As Grandy told us, bottom of the hour is when the new updates come out, and I don't know if that would be something that would come out now. And I would imagine if he was really still sick, they would have said that by now, don't you think, right?
Yeah. The injury report tonight for the Warriors is that Seth Curry is out with a left glute / injury management.
Okay, that's Seth Curry.
Seth. T-H, not P-H.
Right. He's out with a, why did I agree to come here?
And this sciatic nerve irritation continues to be a struggle for Mr. Al Horford.
Yeah.
So Al Horford is also out. That's the current injury report.
Yeah, and that's nothing to play around with, by the way. Sciatica, that can be severe.
Yeah.
That thing will shoot right down your leg now.
Just ask LeBron.
Yeah.
It'll shoot you right out for a few weeks of basketball.
Sure. But, I mean, whatever. And come April, his sciatica is going to be fine, you know?
Yes, Lucas. Lucas is chomping at the bit for something.
I was just going to tell you, Kuminga off the injury report. And now, as of like a week ago, the injury report comes out every 15
Correct.
Minutes.
Yeah.
15. Not
this
just
is basically a, yeah. The all injury right. report every 15 minutes is some sort of a battling of all of the gambling probe stuff that's out there. So they're trying to just have it be more transparent, more constant. Every 15
right.
minutes.
Okay.
But anyway, Jonathan is expected to play tonight.
All right.
And I don't know why he wouldn't be.
I mean, he's expected to play.
Well.
Who is expecting him to play?
I am. The last time we saw
is
him.
Steve?
I think so.
I mean.
He said, I'm rewarding him. He's got to be back in the mix. And then played him 9.5 minutes. If that
right.
press conference that he held was literally so that he could only play 9.5 minutes of one game, that's super weak. Don't you think?
Weaker than the Draymond tech. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Or right. the ejection. But, I mean, if he's going to play, then, like, play him. And did he not play him more than 9 minutes because he was getting sick? Or
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Either.
Yeah, but, yeah, that felt a little lip service-y, but it wasn't lips. It was actual action.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, we'll get back to that. I promise this. I want to do this. This bothers me. This has got to stop bothering me.
That's bothering
it's
me.
It's bothering me how many of you out there want to, like, you want to split the difference on the Kyle Shanahan thing?
I'm bugging me.
You don't get to split the difference. Here's the text. You ready? 510, I see you. And if your goal was to get under my skin, congrats, you did it. Kyle's a great play caller.
Oh, boy.
He's not a phenomenal head coach. Just facts.
That's a stat.
By the way, we have really, as a society, got to do something about the way we use just facts. That is actually factually not a fact. Like, he's not a good coach. That's an opinion.
It's factually
an opinion. Because it is something with which I disagree, so by definition, it's not a fact.
Maybe I didn't do a little research on him too well.
When you talk about good and bad, unless you have a marker as what is good and what is bad, then it cannot actually be a stat or
right,
a fact.
Right, and also, I super double promise you that if we went around the league and asked everyone that question, is he a phenomenal head coach, yes or no? You're going to get way more yeses than nos. So you're allowed your opinion. I got no issue with that, but it's not just facts, and you're in the minority. I hope you know that, 510. You are in the minority. But I don't understand how and why so many of you do that. How can you have a year like this and only credit play calling? That's weird. That's super wild, and I don't understand that. How can you look at everything that has taken place over 8 years with all of these? I mean, what is it, four trips to the NFC title game, two trips to the Super Bowl?
Yep.
Now you're heading back to the playoffs while missing tons of your best players, some of them for the whole year. And I get the failures. You can point to those as well. If you want to do that, does that mean Andy Reid now sucks?
Mm.
Big failure this year.
Big time.
So, like, I don't understand why you want to go there or why some of your minds go there. Like, this is not the year to say that this is a bad take. Kyle Shanahan's just a play caller. How do you think this whole operation works?
Well, he stands there with his laminated play sheet, and he just, says stuff, and then the quarterback gets it, and then, everybody else does everything else. He just stands there. That's what happens.
We just went through, whether you even want to start at the draft, you started talking about free agency and Mac Jones.
Yep.
Then there's the acquisitions, four of them through trade this year, if you go through the offseason into the regular season. All three of them have been some measure of successful, but all successful. Keon White, Sky Moore, Bryce Huff, Brian Robinson. None of those are bad moves. None of them. To the point where I guarantee you most fans don't even remember what they gave up, because they gave up kind of bupkis for all of them. And late draft picks or whatever.
Right.
Pick swaps
exactly.
And things like that. Okay. You lose Fred Warner, you lose Nick Bosa, you lose a lot of Brock, you lose a lot of George, you lose a lot of Ricky, you lose Mykal Williams. You have clinched a playoff berth with three games left to play. How do you think this operation works? By the way, if you want to give a bunch of credit to Robert Saleh, why is Robert back? Why did Robert?
John Lynch and Jed York.
Okay.
He came back begrudgingly. Okay, if I have to work with Shanahan, I guess I will. Deep sigh.
I'm being
super sarcastic because I'm with you, and I don't understand where people would think about that at 10-4. And put aside all the injuries and schedule Sam, all the rest of it. You're 10-4 playing against other teams that are paid professionals. So, like, you've had injuries, sure. And this year, actually, for me, is more about what you've done in the clutch than it was even last year. Like, last year, you had three games that you blew in the clutch. And this year, those games, Tongis, great catch, touchdown, you win, a punch out against the Rams at the goal line,
Alfred Collins.
You win. And so you think about all the things that you've done this year, and you're 10-4, yeah, you could be 8-6. And if you were 8-6, we all would be thinking, well, the injuries, I get it.
Totally. I don't even think people would be coming down Kyle's road. But that all the more reason to be like, how on earth can you feel this way now? Now, I know a lot of you do. I'm just here disagreeing with you. That's all. Next text, 408. Hey, Willard, that text is 100% correct. Kyle is by far the best OC and an average head coach. Again, I'll ask any of you. You're allowed to call the show. How do you think this operation works? I know all we see Kyle do is call plays.
Right.
What do you think is happening Monday through Saturday? You think it's a clown show? And then they just show up and win on Sunday? How is this working if he's such an average head coach? How the hell is that even possible? How did Saleh come back? How did Mac Jones get signed? How did Mac look like he looks?
Right.
How did Sam Darnold start looking like he looks? If you want to credit him for that, you don't have to. You can give O'Connell the credit.
How does he
care.
Still have Kasarik and Johnny Holland and all the rest of these, Turner and all the rest of these assistant coaches? How do they all keep staying and working here?
How do all the players, by the way, continually want to go sell out to do the job? And no, not every human.
Right.
Some are in their cars speeding by the stadium. But so nobody pleases everybody. But the players, they go out for this. Like, I guess I just wonder, what do y'all think a head coach does? If you're going to whittle Kyle down to being an OC, what is it that he does?
People don't know.
And what,
like, they have no idea.
And why would you look at the results of any of the other parts of the Niners and be like, see, that's where he's not a good coach? What is it you're pointing to? What is it in the Niners organization? And I know some of you are going to be like, the draft.
The overtime rules.
Okay.
Clock management.
Like, yeah, again, perfection doesn't exist. So, like, I'm not here telling you that he's never made a mistake, but in the inner workings of this entire operation, when that's your opinion, I truly am fascinated by this. If that's your opinion, what is it you're pointing to that would suggest he's just a good OC? But he's kind of he's a mid head coach. Okay. I'll ask you, based on what? What is it you see that arrives at, takes you to that opinion?
I mean,
I
have no idea.
Literally flummoxed.
Yeah. And
I am totally, I'm flabbergasted.
Even if you go back to last night with Baltimore, and there's reports that Derrick Henry and John Harbaugh got into it in the locker room, and Henry may or may not have thrown him to the ground in the locker room after the game. You don't hear any of those things about the Niners and about Shanahan. The only thing that we know from last year is that Devondre Campbell just quit in the middle of a game.
Yep.
And, you know, that's not a Shanahan thing, in my opinion. That's a Campbell thing.
Well, he's doing so well with the team that picked him up in the offseason, isn't he?
Who's that?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Jim Harbaugh would tell you best. Nobody.
That's right.
And by the way, if IU keeps this up, he's going to be next. He's going to be next. He's going to leave a $30 million contract. He's already snipped that thing in half at least, and he's heading for an absolute nothing burger if he wants to keep this up. I mean, it's stunning. It's
stunning.
Absolutely. It's a total self-implosion.
And I didn't see the YouTube video, but apparently he was not going 100 miles an hour. He was going 100 kilometers per hour.
You can see it when you watch, and that it has been confirmed. Yep. If you watch the video, you can see
this was him on Tasman, right? Which is right outside the stadium.
Correct. And if he were going over 100 miles an hour, the stadium would fly by a lot quicker than it is.
Okay.
But he's still speeding. He's definitely going a good solid 25 burger over the limit.
It might be 40 there. I don't know, but
it is. I think it's 40 and he's going about 65.
Yeah. I mean, if it's 100, it's 62, as we've discussed previously on this very show.
No, but it was north of 100.
Okay.
It was like 104 kilometers an hour.
I'm not even as fixated on the speed as I am the fact that he actually, and Ayuk apparently videoed himself on YouTube going by, like speeding by the stadium.
Correct.
The very fact that he would do that and post that tells me that, you know, he's obviously feeling some kind of way about the Niners.
Completely. Like, I think we've known that for a year and a half,
though. I know, but like that to me is even more alarming now. Like, what is the message? Look at me. I'm speeding by you. You're in my rear view. You're gone now. I'm here. I'm gone. You're there. The whole thing is weird.
Well, look, I mean, I think Kyle has handled that best, as have some other players who are like, look, he's a great player, but here's how I'd put it. It appears to me that Brandon is thinking about the Niners a lot more than the Niners are thinking about Brandon.
Yep.
And that's always what you can always tell what's going on in a relationship when one of them is living their life and the other one's all pissed off about it.
Yep.
That's the biggest tell. The Niners did not drive by Brandon's house filming themselves.
No. And at 10-4, they probably won the breakup at this point, you know.
You think?
Yeah.
You think? All right, here's another one. 408, I agree, he's a great play caller, not a great head coach. Schedule beneficial to them this year. Kyle has had several chances to win big games and effed them up, you know this. So every time I go, how many big games do you need to win in order to get to the big game that you effed up?
The big game.
I see. And
he choked in Atlanta too, Mark.
And the schedule being beneficial, how does that describe the other four deep playoff runs that he's had in his first 7 years? Was the schedule easy each time? Or do we need to pull out a machete and search for another excuse on that one? Oh, well, he had great players. Ah, got it. But Andy Reid doesn't have great players. John Harbaugh doesn't have great players. Face the facts. If you think he's a bad head coach, you're searching. You're searching for a reason. You're searching for an excuse. You're searching because you're a hater. I don't even know how this conversation will come up right now. By the way, the whole premise of the conversation we're having is how did the 49ers get here? They've clinched a playoff spot with three to go, with no Fred, no Nick, a lot of no Michael, a lot of no Brock, a lot of no George, and a lot of no Ricky, and others sprinkled in. How did they do this? And the number one answer that keeps coming up is Kyle, and so now we're getting a lot of the pushback on Kyle.
It's Kyle, and it's Saleh, and it's special teams. It's all of them, and part of that, to me, goes all the way back to Kyle, because it's him, it's his staff, and that's something that you said earlier about, like, what do you think Kyle does? Like, he stands there with the laminated play sheet on Sunday or Monday tonight, and for 3 hours, he's calling plays. But for the rest of the week, he is coaching the coaches. He's coaching the players. He's running the whole damn thing. So if you don't give him credit at 10-4, then you can't give him blame at 6-11.
That's a great point.
To me,
I'd also say if you're not going to give him any credit this year, you're never going to.
Right.
Like, he'll win the Super Bowl someday, and you'll be like, but it was only by 4 points. Should have been by 11.
Well, and it was the players, too,
right,
if that happens.
Totally.
You know?
And by the way, that part is kind of right, but it's also, that's the definition of sports.
Right.
You know? Again, we always do this. Like, there's no coach who won a championship where you're like, and the players sucked, too.
Right.
It was wild.
Like, I mean, how did they do it, you know? With that lack of talent.
I'm Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, just singing in the rain. I just want to chime in this Kyle Shanahan talk. And, man, I can't believe people are saying he's a bad coach and this and that. But you remember him from day one. I don't remember him fielding a team that just, you know, slacking it off and, you know, bad record or good record. You would always see the team fighting, scrapping, playing, being professional. And that's a sign of great coaching, man, because a lot of these players, if they don't like the coach, they're not hearing the right messages. They'll just quit on the season, quit on the game. But you don't see that with Kyle Shanahan. And if I was Roger Goodell, I don't know if he's got veto power on this voting, I'd go ahead and give it to Kyle, because I don't know any coach, any sport, will be able to do this kind of performance from his team using all his starters. And just the fact that they're in position to get number one seed. I mean, come on, dude. What the heck? Hey, if I was a 49ers, go ahead and get greedy. You got this opportunity in front of you. Stomp on that and just make the most of this opportunity. Because like I said, man, it'd be fun to see him Super Bowl Sunday at home at Levi's Stadium. Go Niners.
Okay, Jonathan, thanks. Yeah, I mean, I largely agree. And yeah, get greedy. And that scenario that we brought up last week does exist tonight.
Yep.
The scenario, it's only a scenario, but if the Niners win tonight, there is a scenario in play where they never leave Levi Stadium ever again. I mean, maybe next season.
Sure. I mean, you would figure. But
there's a scenario that if you keep winning, you never leave Levi's Stadium ever again.
You got Chicago at home, Seattle at home, then you would have a bye, and then divisional home, conference home, the Super Bowl home.
Yeah, and actually, if they just win the next two games, if they were to win tonight, then they've got those two regular season games. If you win those, then yes, you never leave Levi's Stadium again. Doesn't mean you're going to win.
Right.
But your season would end at Levi's Stadium.
Which would be awesome if it did with confetti in February as opposed to, you know, heartbreak and tears in January.
Yeah, well, there will be confetti in February. I just don't know what color it's going to be.
Right, red and gold would be cool.
That'd be great.
And, you know, the Chiefs will not be a part of the red confetti.
Oh, man.
We know that. Yeah.
The league was loving that, where they're just like red and yellow, no matter what.
No matter what, yep. Go ahead and put that away. And, you know, I don't know who it's going to be in the AFC. I mean, Houston, perhaps. Buffalo.
Oh, it's wide open.
It's both
totally
sides are wide open,
wide
right?
Open.
Yeah, it's all wide open,
it is.
I think.
There's only one. I honestly think there's only one football team that's sort of universally liked as a real, real threat, and it's the Rams. Like, that's the only team where I think everybody's in agreement. They're like, they kind of eye test this thing probably a little bit better than everybody else.
They do, yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know what their scenario is going to be. They could end up being in third place in this division.
That's right. Yeah.
Which is just, that's just bananas. Okay, let's keep taking your calls on this. How did the Niners do this? How did the Niners do this? They are already clinched in the playoffs with everything still in front of them. If your friend left in August on a worldwide tour and did not bring a phone and then came back and saw, oh, Niners went 10-4. They clinched the playoffs. And then you told them all the injuries. They would say, how'd they do it? How would you answer that? We'll take your calls on this. We're heading for Niner football. We're heading for Warrior basketball. 888-957-9570 is the number. We will take your calls. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We're sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans on Willard and Dibbs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky from The Morning Roast, and you're listening to Willard and Dibbs. If you're doing what I'm doing, then you're listening on the radio. If not, you could check them out and see what kind of hat Willard's wearing right now on YouTube.
Yeah, it was definitely a hot day because of the rain.
Yeah.
So that's just a rule.
Yeah. And the haircut looks good, though.
Thank
from
you.
From last week.
Thank you.
The cut was nice. Yeah.
You actually don't know if it still looks good. Maybe,
no.
Maybe it's gotten shaggy.
No chance.
Yeah. Wasn't me. Anyway.
That's a 3. It would have been a 4, but I kind of saw it coming. Grandy, you don't even get the reference, do you?
I kind of zoned out. I don't even know what you guys just said.
You know the song, It Wasn't Me?
It wasn't me. Oh, yeah, I would have gotten it if I was listening.
Atta babe, Grandy.
Sorry, Lucas Jr.
Luke.
Hey, I was listening.
And you still didn't get it.
No, I got it.
My favorite part of the dynamic of this show, I wish I could have listeners actually experience this. We've referenced it before. We're set up in a space where we can see Grandy, but we can't see Lucas.
You can see Lucas.
I can only see Lucas if Lucas wants to be seen.
Yep.
You can't see Lucas no matter what.
Nope.
But Lucas's head is like a little whack-a-mole.
Oh.
And it pops up when something like what just happened grabs his attention. And so the whoop, it's just like, there it was. Because of the Shaggy reference.
Right.
So anyway. I just wish Grandy kept singing.
Go ahead, Shaggy Grandy. Song. Come on.
I don't really want to say those lyrics over the air right now.
Mm. And again, when you caught me red-handed. Getting it again.
What were they doing on the bathroom floor?
All right, Grandy.
Probably.
Picture this.
We were both.
All right. 888-957-9570. That is the number. Do you want to save that? You just said to me something. You said you were going to know early if the Niners are going to win.
Yes, we all
do.
Do
you want to save that?
Nope. I'll deliver it right now.
Fire away. You're an hour away from making the pick.
And the pick is in.
All right.
And the pick is in. And
by the way, how'd you do over the weekend?
Well,
I forgot.
Sunday night football was a win for your boy.
But Saturday night football was...
I believe I won
them
both.
It was a win.
It was a win, yeah.
It was a win. It was Bears.
Oh, boy.
But you got a lucky one there.
Christina Aguilera. Dirty. That was a dirty win.
You got a lucky one there. But you need some of those sometimes.
You do, and I lost on... Actually, I won on Thursday also.
You did. You won on Thursday.
Right. And then I won on Saturday.
You had the Rams... First of all, boy, you're on one of these little lucky streaks. Lucky slash hot. You had the Rams plus 1.5. They win by hook.
Correct.
Then you had the Bears, got outplayed the whole game. They win, they cover.
Whatever, never in doubt.
And then you took the Patriots?
I took the Patriots and the 3.
Oh, that's right. And I told you that those were both... I didn't fade you.
No, nor should you, because I'm officially hot.
Yeah, you've won three in a row.
I'm hot.
Okay. All right.
It's getting hot in here.
And tonight,
so he'll play cold as ice when I'm cold as ice, but we don't get any Nelly.
No.
When it's getting hot in here.
No.
Oh.
No.
With a little bit of and a sprinkle of the
I wasn't here Friday. I don't know what you picked. This is the first time I'm hearing of it.
It's getting hot in here. So, no, don't take off all your clothes, but just ride the dibber because I'm about to win a fourth in a row. My point, Mark, is this.
I don't want to ride him.
Yeah, I mean.
That got awkward.
Yeah.
Lucas, man, who woke you up? The Niners this year, on their opening drive, the first time they get the ball.
Yes.
They've had
I understand what an opening drive is.
Well, sometimes you think about that when they get the ball first before anybody else gets it.
Right.
Their opening drive, they've scored touchdowns six times.
Okay.
They've kicked the field goal once. They've punted six times, and they've turned it over one time.
Okay.
The six times they've scored a touchdown?
6-0.
6-0.
Okay. What about the time they scored a field goal?
That time they lost.
Okay.
That was against, as I look here, it was Brock against Jacksonville. They got a field goal.
Okay.
They lost. And so the other games, they had, you know, a 3-and-out against New Orleans, whatever. You still won that game. Gutsy. You had Mac threw a pick against Tampa. Opening drive, you lost. You punted against Atlanta, you won. You punted against Houston, you lost. You punted against the Rams, pot deux, and you got motorboated in that game. But the last times, three of the last four, you've opened with a touchdown. You punted against Cleveland, and you won. That game was kind of a weird one.
So what you're telling me is we won't know early, actually.
If they score, it's over.
If they score a touchdown.
Yeah, turn it off.
Okay.
Turn the damn thing off.
Okay.
And
but if they don't, they still might win.
They might.
That's what I gathered out of that.
Well, I mean, they are.
So you're definitely going to know.
You're going to know if they score.
Except you won't.
And then here's the other piece of it. And yeah, Kukush, exactly. And the pick is in, by the way. When they lead at halftime. They've led at the half nine times.
I think they're 9-0, right?
9-0.
Yeah.
9-0.
What's the one where they were trailing at the half and they won?
Oh, interesting that you ask. They were down by 3 against Seattle.
Oh.
In the opener.
Yeah. Okay.
And it took a miraculous Jake Tongis catch on a throw up for grabs to win that game.
No, as we know, first of all, leading is good. Trailing. Bad.
When you're Shanahan, leading is mandatory.
It's even more important, and I'd argue it's even more important tonight because the Colts are not, they do not have a downfield throwing game. They just don't. Like that, Phillip cannot do that, but they have a running game. So to me, the lead tonight is always important, is even more important tonight. If the Niners get up by 10 points, I don't know, you know what I mean? I don't know exactly what the Colts are going to do. They can run the ball and they can go tick, 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 right? Yep. All the paper cuts. But Phillip is not going to start slinging the ball downfield. And if he does, he's going to get picked off.
If
the Niners will catch it.
Sure. And they don't always catch those throws that are thrown from the other team to them. But if they score on their first drive, just turn it off. Put on the Warriors.
You mean
it's
a touchdown?
Over. Sure. Yeah,
don't
exactly.
Throw on the Warriors after their first drive because they will not have started yet.
I mean, you.
I got a prediction that the Niners' first drive is going to happen in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
I mean, it might.
That's my call.
Well, the Colts might score 17-play drive, and they might kick off, and the Niners fumble. And then the Colts would get the ball again.
No, nope. Count as their opening drive?
It would not. No.
Okay.
It would not. So,
okay. Great point.
Or the Colts could go onside. So
I still think it would happen in the 5 o'clock.
I like
hour.
Your chances as well, but you do want to lock in early on Grandy in Warriors Live, and then Evan Giddings, our very own.
Keep saying it,
Evan Giddings, and I mean, I'm a big fan of watching games on TV, but tonight I'm gonna go ahead and mute that. Sorry, Fitz and Buki, who I love. We're going EG.
Yeah, we gotta hear this.
Yeah, tip the horn.
Yeah. Evan Giddings on 95.7 The Game has the mic and the call tonight. Dubs and Orlando Magic.
And I'm not saying he's going to Wally Pip Tim Roy because that, I mean, that probably won't happen.
Not going to happen. Yeah.
But I had a chance to do one game of play-by-play for the Earthquakes, and based on that game, that call, I got the job the next year.
There you go.
And it wasn't because Jim Cozumel was not good. Coz was actually awesome, but Coz was being brought in-house to do other things, and so I got the gig.
How long did you keep it?
A year.
Okay. What happened?
I won an Emmy, and then they went in another direction, which, yeah, shout out Dave Cavill, shout out, and whatever, shout out Richard Zinn at Comcast Sportsnet at the time. Yeah, one of the worst days of my life. I reached out after the year, so we do a year, and I don't think I had won the Emmy yet, but, when's the new schedule coming out? And the guy from Comcast said, new schedule? Nobody said you have the job.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ouch.
And so a month later, it's announced that Anthony Passarelli is going to be the new play-by-play guy.
Okay.
And I love Anthony. Yeah. Great guy. A pro. A pro's pro. And now the Earthquakes are no longer on TV, as far as I know.
Wow.
So
what is going on here?
I'm telling a story about my career, Randy. God.
So what?
Wow.
I mean, you get to December 22nd, you thought maybe you could stretch out a little bit and share some personal vignettes.
I think that there are people in this audience who do care about Dibs, Grandy. I think that there are. That's who. You
for
may
the
not.
Love of God.
No, you might not, but that doesn't mean you speak for everybody at all.
One for the thumb, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's getting mean-spirited in there. Man. From a guy who drove...
What's up? You know, Mark
all
Grandy,
the way to Oregon.
You're Mark Grinchy. What the hell's the matter with you today?
You go all the way
I'm
to...
I'm just trying to get you guys to talk about the Niners. You're the one yelling about how we hadn't talked about them enough.
Talk about whatever the hell we want. This is our show.
Yeah, fair.
All right, back to the Niners.
James Madison. I mean, you go all the way up to Oregon to watch them cuff around James Madison? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, but
that was part of the attraction.
I bet you had a good time.
A great time.
Did you have some drinks?
Some.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you walk 80 miles anywhere? It's an inside joke. I told everybody.
I did an awful lot of walking.
Good Lord. Can I just, I'm not going to bring all the names into this, but a lot of you called me an old fuddy-duddy during the What's Bugging You segment on Friday last week.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this Fisher concert. Like, I don't even know if any of you know who that is. I don't even know if you know what the hell's going to happen. I just know that you all think that you've gotten this invitation to, like, absolute and complete and total debauchery, which is fine. I'm not against debauchery. I'm just pointing it out. It's not like you're all going to this because you're like, oh, I love that song that he does, or I really love, like, boy, the way he functions. It's none of that. You don't even know. You can't even see straight when you go to this. One member of the ticketed party that I know lost a phone in an Uber. This is the quickest way I can tell this story. Lost a phone in the Uber and decided the best way to handle that was to walk from the Moscone Center back to Marin County. Walk! Walk! Cruising around the loin going, does anybody know where the bridge is?
Yeah. Yeah, north.
I'm like, oh my God.
Which bridge?
Yeah, we'll start. No, he had that part. The Golden Gate one? Yeah, it's over there. Good luck.
Mm.
Filming of The Hangover 3 was at my house over the weekend.
What is going on?
All right, back to the phones. Let's go to Philip in Burlingame. Hello, Philip. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
Listen, I am outraged. These people who are calling about Kyle Shanahan, I'm not even a 49ers fan. You're calling about Kyle Shanahan not being a good head coach. You guys haven't coached anything. I coached basketball for 32 years, high school prep, JUCO. All the things that he does behind the scenes, all the culture building, the buy-in, coaching the coaches like Dibs said, I love that. Going to all the meetings throughout the course of the week, are you kidding me? Like, suddenly Steve Kerr isn't a good head coach? These people are crazy. All of the things that he does, this is a masterclass in getting guys in the right places, getting them to believe that they can win. Most great coaches have great dudes. He doesn't have all the dudes, and he's still winning. This is outlandish what people are talking about.
Philip, who are you a fan of?
I refuse to say, but they wear black and silver.
No, that's the reason I ask you that, Philip, because I think it's key to why you feel the way you do. And I really appreciate your call, Philip, and happy holidays.
And a gutsy cover by your Raiders yesterday.
Not bad. But stop making it so close. Don't ruin your chance at the number one pick, please.
They won't.
There's a they might. They're playing the Giants next weekend. It's the first pick poll.
The Giants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Giants and Raiders.
Right.
They play each other.
Right.
Loser wins.
I get that.
Yeah.
Loser wins.
Loser wins.
Winner loses.
Mm,
yes.
Yes.
And correct. The Giants are going to win that game, kukush.
Maybe.
Guaranteed.
No, not guaranteed. You're listening to 95.7 The Game.
Don't let me get hot.
KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app and coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.